Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, do you remember this old television commercial, Not Your Father's Oldsmobile?
I do. It comes right before they abandoned the Oldsmobile brand, but yes, I do remember that.
I don't think the campaign worked very well because they were trying to make Oldsmobiles look cooler and kind of trendier and younger. They were going for a younger audience, I guess, and they said, this Oldsmobile today is not like the one your dad drove. Well, if you're of the age that your mom and dad retired 20 or 30 years ago, the world was a much different place when they walked away from their paychecks. So today, let's talk about how things are different now. First of all, there was a time when it was just automatically assumed that when you got to be 65, you were going to be retired. In fact, some companies you work for, you had no choice. You had to retire at 65. And these days, it's not like that at all. It's okay to work far beyond age 65 if you want to do that. Right, David?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, how did that all get started? And it occurs to me back in the 30s when Social Security was first introduced by FDR and, you know, the New Deal and all that. They established the retirement age at 65, and that kind of became an icon of American life as you retire at 65. Well, back then, life expectancy was 63. So you weren't even expected to get to where you received Social Security. Well, these days in America, if you're 65 today, a male, well, for that matter, male or female, you're going to live about another 20 years on average. Mm-hmm. So to retire at 65, I got a lot of clients that are approaching or over 65, and they still work because they want to. So let's see. I can think of one particular client who's just now turning 65, and he's going to work a couple more years. His wife's only 61, and they'd kind of sort of like to retire about the same time. So she'll retire a little bit early, and he'll retire a little bit late. I got another client who is just now retiring at 65, and he's going to have a nice pension and a big 401k rollover. But he's going to start consulting for another company because he doesn't want to stop working. He doesn't need the money. He just wants to stay involved. And I see that with a lot of my, what I call my younger clients, those in their mid-60s or so, mm-hmm. who are saying, you know, I don't think I can do nothing 7 days a week. And so they choose to keep going.
Yeah, that's really great. If they're doing it, as you said before, if they're doing it because they want to, not because they have to. You know, these days, being retired might actually be more expensive than working. A lot of people kind of assume the opposite of that. When they retire, when they're not going to work every day, they're going to be able to live cheaply, and that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, I'd say maybe not necessarily living more expensively, but certainly living as expensively as when they're working. That's kind of the norm for most of my retired clients. The big expense that kind of went away when they stopped working was their 401k contribution. And so the amount that they expend every month, so, you know, actual expenses annually, I think I got clients that spend 70 grand a year and 100 grand a year and 130 grand a year. Well, that's about the same in retirement as it was when they were working. So the difference is that now they spend it a little differently. They spend it more on travel. They spend it more on entertainment, entertaining grandkids, and then hobbies that they've got. So it is absolutely the case. The better you did when you were working, the closer your retirement expenses are going to be to your expenses when you were working.
When you're retired, it's almost like every day is Saturday. You get a chance to do all these things you wanted to do for a long time, and now you got the time to do it.
Well, I consistently make that mistake when my retired clients come in. I say, well, you got any big plans for the weekend? And most of them look at me and say, Dave, every day is a weekend.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. Retirees today often have a lot more problems to juggle than previous generations of retirees. Used to be so simple, but that's not the way it is these days.
Yeah, so when I look at my currently retired clients, their parents a lot of times are living longer. And so sometimes they're helping those aging parents. Sometimes the parents even move in with them, so they become a primary caregiver for their parents. I've got a number of clients whose kids are struggling, you know, for one reason or another, good reason or bad, but they find themselves helping out their kids financially and sometimes with living quarters. And then as we are living longer, a lot of times our bodies don't keep up with as healthy as our minds are. So we've got our own health care to worry about. And so there are a lot of evolving problems that we do have to juggle when we're retired. And the other big one, Ron, is that most of the clients that I work with, they're managing their own retirement income, or I'm helping them do that, instead of just cashing a pension check and a couple of Social Security checks every month. So in the old days, and I've got some clients that have pensions as well, but most of my clients do not have a pension. They've got their 401k that they saved up and their Social Security checks. And so it's a matter of the additional stress of saying, how do I turn that into a consistent retirement income that I don't outlive? So when I look at my retired clients, you know, you just don't want to be struggling with both family issues and financial concerns. Family issues, those can spring up out of nowhere, but what you want to make sure is that your financial issues, that they don't spring up out of nowhere. If you have some financial issues, you want to address them. If you were smart enough to put together a good plan when you were still working, hopefully you've ironed out all of those known financial issues before you get to retirement.
You know, David, I was just sitting here thinking, listening to you talk. If you tune into this show for 5 minutes, you can tell it's so obvious. Not only do you talk straight talk, but you break it down so that we can all understand it. And I just know that a lot of people out there appreciate that. We're talking about how it is not your father's retirement. Things are really different these days. And the last thing I wanted to bring up here is that retirement portfolios today need to be designed to fund expenses for 30 or maybe even more years. People are just living longer these days than they used to.
Yeah, and so if your life expectancy is 85, and there's a high probability if you're a married couple at 65 that one of you is going to live to at least 90, then you want your plan to make sure that it carries you to 95 or 98 or 100 just in case you're one of those lucky people who live longer than average with good health. So, you know, the biggest concern that baby boomers have these days is my money going to last at least as long as I do? And frankly, that's kind of the underlying reason why most people come to see me. They have a general idea, but they've never really put a plan in place. So I think of a listener who came in about 3 months ago, a guy, 46. He had no plan, and he knew he didn't have a plan, but he'd been a really consistent saver, and he had great company benefits. So after the analysis we did for him, my answer was, well, keep doing what you're doing and come see me in 10 years. Kind of like, not to bring up colonoscopies, but kind of like you hope your doctor says to you after your first colonoscopy, you're good, come see me in 10 years. Now I had another radio listener that came in about a month ago, 63, no plan, income is okay, and he had a good amount of assets, but 70% of those assets were in bank cash. Mm-hmm. Well, that was not good. He had no growth, and frankly, he had no plan for how to get that money out of bank cash. He'd been sitting in it so long, just waiting for rates to rise. So we talked through a plan, and unfortunately, he's still thinking about it. So there's some analysis paralysis going on there. But so, Ron, back to the first listener I mentioned. When do you remember them saying that you should have your first colonoscopy? And believe me, I'm going somewhere financial here with this.
You keep talking about colonoscopies.
Well, because it's such a good analogy with where we're going. So when do they tell you you should have that first one?
When you're 50.
When you're 50. We all happen to know that. Why? Why do they tell you to do that when you're 50?
Because your body's changing and people start to have physical problems about that time of life. And you may need to get an analysis of all that.
Exactly. And colon cancer kills a lot of people because it goes undetected. But once it's detected early, there's a really high probability of cure. So why get your financial plan checked up? Well, because it's really hard to self-diagnose a problem, and the outcomes are really bad if you goof it up. Mm-hmm. So that's why we always offer to our listeners this thing that we call the financial CPR, our complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.